Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. Let's talk money. It's one of my favorite things to talk about, honestly. I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If this is your first time, I am an intuitive and I am a life and career coach. I help people create the life of their dreams, help them reach their goals. I help them be the person they've always wanted to be. So if you are looking to transform your life, if you are looking to go to the next level, increase your income, career success, creative success, start a business, grow your business, attract lasting love, then I am here to support you. You can find information on my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk money. 8 practices you can do to manifest more money. Okay, so number one is you got to accept that lack only exists if you believe it exists. Now, I know this is tough because I know if I were listening, you know, Googling manifest money and somebody says this to me and I'm like, what do you mean lack only exists if I believe it exists? I'm looking at my bank account. Like, clearly it exists. That is just a perception. And while there may not be currently a lot of money in your life, A, that can change and believe that that can change. And 3, it doesn't mean there's not enough money. So lack only exists if you believe it exists. So train your mind to only see abundance. No matter what's going on in your bank account, you could have just enough money to cover your bills or you could be overdrawn. Start seeing that abundance exists all around you. And it will start to help you shift your mindset, your being, so that you believe abundance is possible for you. Now, how do you do this? So the person I learned this from said he looks at cars, and he seems to be a car person. So he looks at cars, and he's like, okay, that's a $10,000 car. That's a $6,000 car. That's a $20,000 car. That's an $80,000 car. And it reminds him that money is constantly circling around us. I do it with houses. I live in a neighborhood with just some beautiful homes. And so I'll go for a walk and look at houses. And I'm like, that's probably $1.5 million. That's probably 2. And so it reminds me that money is all around us. It is available. And that abundance is everywhere. And it is from that space. You think, oh, how can that manifest money into my life, Amy? Everything is about your being, right? And so if you are in a state of lack and you're only focused on the lack of money in your life, you will unfortunately create more experiences that will produce more lack. I wish it were differently because I know many of you are probably like praying, please God bless me with some money. But in order for God to really, for you to welcome that money in, for God to be able to bless you, you have to be open and receptive to the blessing. And that's just our human awareness. So if you can start to see abundance everywhere, you'll see when abundance is showing up in your world. And it may not show up, usually it does not show up the way you want it to, believe me. It does not show up the way you want it to. You might think, hey, I'm working this business deal. I want it to come from here. And then Uncle so-and-so could give you a nice big check. It's still abundance. And this is something I held on to for a very long time that I thought, okay, any gift I got, any blessing I received, that's not real abundance. Real abundance comes from, you know, earning money in my business. And while that, you know, that if I hold that belief, that's still rooted in lack. So what will I attract? And it's so true that you'll hear some teachers say to you that if you're holding a vibration of lack, then more money will be taken from you. Oh my God, yes. Like when I'm in a, a couple last year, I was just in a state of, God, make this happen. God, make this happen. God, make this happen. And in that behavior, it was rooted in lack. And so no matter how much I tried, I could not produce a result. And actually, it seemed like money just kept being taken from me left and right. So I want to encourage you today to start seeing abundance everywhere. However way you need to do it, make yourself feel that there is more than enough money on this planet, and there is more than enough money for you, and that what you want can be your reality. Okay, number two, to really increase the money in your life, you'll have to create a new money story. Yeah, okay. We all have a money story. Oh, you know, I love, you know, sit around and talk to people about their finances. They'll tell you all their worst stories, right? Very rarely do you get somebody who's like, yeah, you know, and then I kept getting raise after raise after raise. No, most of us will tell our worst story ever. And so when I encourage you to discard your negative money story, and fully, completely release it. You might need to write it down. You might need to talk it through and record it and then delete it. But and then say, I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. And then after that, I want you to start creating your new money story. I live in a mindset of abundance. I earn more than enough money to cover my bills and expenses. I have a high credit score. Whatever it is, rewrite your story and let the past be the past. You might even put that in the line in your story, is that I've had a rough money past and I no longer live that reality. Period. But you will have to start believing in your new money story. You're going to have to start believing that you are abundant. You're going to have to start believing that you can earn more. And so when you write a new story for yourself, everything will start to change. Starts in the mind, and then your life and your habits will follow. So if you write a new money story, it starts in your mind. Right? You're envisioning, you're planning, you're asserting your new money story into your consciousness, and then your life and your behaviors and habits will follow that transition. And think about it. How can you change your behavior if you're constantly thinking about everything you're doing wrong, right? So let's create a new money story. I don't care how bad it was in the past. It can be a new reality today if you start to believe it. Okay, number three, use affirmations to reprogram your mind to be in the vibration of money. This is my favorite. You know, I can fall in and out of love with affirmations, but right now I'm in a love bubble with affirmations, but I'm also doing them differently. I am consciously making affirmations that in my own personal life that are relevant to my experience. So I want to encourage you to create I statements or I am statements that support your wealthy, abundant mindset. I am a high earner. I am making five times my monthly rent. Whatever it is, start creating new statements that and repeat them over and over and over and over again. Make them a part of your life. If I have it open, I'll do some affirmations for you at the end of this. And I've started creating affirmation recordings for free, you know, for people who follow me. You can go to my website and click audios. You don't have to enter your email address. And under audios, you'll see I have multiple affirmations around money, money love, new money mindset, I think rich. All of that is to help you change the mental conversation you're having around money. Because if you don't, you may want more money, but if you don't believe it's possible, if you're not thinking along those lines, you won't create it. You know, one of my favorite Danielle Laporte quotes that I didn't initially understand from her Truth Bombs is what travels faster than light? Your thoughts. And so if you're holding a thought, that is traveling and being transmitted into form. And I don't think that's like every single thought, because we have so many thoughts in a day. But I think the ones we think consistently will ultimately become form. So I want to encourage you to think rich, right, by using affirmations to change the conversation you're having around money. I used to think like, oh, just, you know, I'll recite these affirmations, but sometimes the wording was kind of chunky and it wasn't in alignment with my thinking. So I think it's important to make your own affirmations, but I think it also helps to just listen to them constantly, constantly, all the time, because no matter what, no matter who wrote the affirmation, if it's designed to put you in a state of thinking that produces abundance, that's to manifest money, then it's going to be helpful. I remember when I was a recruiter, and one of my my temps I used to put out a lot. This was 2009, the economy tanked, and she hadn't been working. And I was calling her about a job, and a really good temp, high-end executive assistant. She made her hourly rate was one of the highest of people that I put out. And so she was telling me, she's like, yeah, 2009 was rough for me. You know, there wasn't a lot of work. And I said, how'd you do? You know, how'd you get through? She's like, every day I was listening to affirmations, every single day, multiple times a day. She's like, Amy, people showed up to support me who I never thought would show up to support me. Money came from places I never expected. So even though jobs weren't present, I was able to live for a year. Now get this, a year in San Francisco, one of the most expensive cities in the country. She was able to live a year with minimal work, because every day she committed to listening to affirmations over and over and over again, and then she allowed the money to come into her life. So try it. I think affirmations are amazing. Matter of fact, I walked to the store today, and I, in the voice memo feature of my iPhone, I record personal affirmations for myself based on my current life. And that's what I do. If I'm walking somewhere, I'm listening to my affirmations over and over and over again. And it's so powerful. But definitely check out my resources. I try to create them as often as possible to help you shift your mindset around money, around love, around career. They're there for you and they're free. You don't need to put your email address in. You can just open up the page, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, click audios. The player is already there. You don't have to download anything. You can just listen to those affirmations, listen in the shower, listen while you're doing chores, listen while you're getting ready for work, listen before bed. Any time that you have free, listen, listen, listen. I know some people say listen in the morning and in the evening. I've never been one of those people because every day is a new day for me. I am deeply committed to spiritual practice in the morning, but I listen any time of day. Anytime I'm feeling even a hint of lack, I will go into listening to affirmations. And then if you can listen to them, and particularly if you're on an upswing, when you're feeling really good, awesome. It really cements those beliefs into your mind. Okay. Number four. Hang out with people, with wealthy people. It matters. Hang out with people who think prosperously. Hang out with people who are high earners. And if you pray about it and really open your heart to it, you can attract those people into your life. And sometimes in the most unlikely ways. This past weekend, I got to hang with my good friend. She's just amazing, amazing human being. And she had me, I was in Oakland, and I got to stay at her home, and, you know, we like a lot of the same things, and she has a very high-end approach to those things. She's a high earner, and I mean, it was just so inspiring to be in that company. It made me come home, and I'm like, poof, we gotta hustle, but joyfully hustle. Like it's uplifting. It's being in the vibration of people who are already holding the vibration of wealth. And maybe you don't have a friend like I do, then listen to wealthy people talk. You know, go to places where wealthy people hang out. You know, one of the reasons why I appreciate the neighborhood I'm currently living in is because, like I said, you know, I'm surrounded by, you know, $1-3 million homes. It is a vibration, and it lifts me up. So I want to encourage you to surround yourself with wealth. However way you can get around it, surround yourself with wealth. Watch you know, watch wealthy people talk, read if you're a fiction reader, read the books about billionaires, or really commit to surrounding yourself with the vibration of wealth. And with that being said, also avoid lack-minded people, you know, people that think, oh, I can't, you know, I was with someone the juxtaposition. I was with my friend, my very affluent friend. I was also with another friend who was talking about, oh, everything's so bougie, or you know, that's so expensive, and I was like, man, I don't want to be around that vibration. You know, I don't want to think that way. A, I don't think any of that stuff is bougie. I think that's just life, right? That's the way I think, and that's the way I live, and that's the things that matter to me. And so being around someone who thinks their first thought is lack-based can indirectly lower your vibration. So I want to encourage you to surround yourself with high vibe, particularly around money, money-positive people. You know, and if, you know, I don't even engage in those conversations. Oh, I'm so broke. Oh, fuck no. Let's not have that conversation. It might be, you might be sharing, but I know that there is a limit to how much discussion I can have around that, because I want to believe that I live in an abundant universe, that I'm a prosperous person, that everything I need is provided for. And when you live that way in your mind, you start to live that way in your life. Okay, so think wealthy. Hang with wealthy people. Number five, think and feel rich. Are you seeing a theme here? All of this has so much to do with what's inside of you. So think and feel rich. So what do I mean by this? Notice when you're thinking poor, right? You know, I poor has a vibration in my body. When I'm thinking poor, and I know I have to snap out of it immediately, because I know, because if I stay there too long, I'm going to attract more experiences that create a sense of poverty. So think and feel rich. And that can be done in really subtle ways, you know. I always make sure I have coffee, because, you know, waking up and having a cup of coffee makes me feel rich. Good coffee. I always like good shoes on my feet. No matter where I'm at, I will find my way into a good pair of shoes, because that makes me feel rich. These, when you think and feel rich, you will attract more experiences that make you think and feel rich. Am I being repetitive here? Like, it is true. Think and feel rich. No matter where you're at right now, it's about acting as if. And I will be so honest with you. You know, my greatest lesson in this lifetime, in addition to love, is money. And so sometimes it's difficult for me when I'm in a place of cynicism to want to believe that acting as if is going to work. But it does. You just have to do it in subtle ways, you know, or incremental ways. So, you know, log into Amazon and put some stuff in your cart that you want to buy. Your mind doesn't know the difference that you didn't buy it. Go, you know, look at luxurious things. You know, all of that helps you think and feel. So think and feel rich. Number six, trust and believe. You can earn more money. You got to trust and believe you can earn more money. You got to believe that, you know, sometimes we cap our own earnings. Sometimes we think, oh, I don't have this education, or I don't have this amount of money to invest in my business. But if you truly trust and believe you can earn more money, you can earn more money. And it's slippery slope. We can fall into patterns of not believing, right? And we can all get a bit cynical in the sense that we're like, well, I'll believe once I see it. But if you've been around the spiritual game a while, you know that's not the way faith works. You believe it and then you see it. So start believing and trusting that you can always increase your earnings, always increase your earnings. You can always earn more money. I was on a call recently, a group, a money earning money group, and one of the women on the call was like, yeah, last year I was earning $23,000 and, you know, I really shifted my mindset, really took responsibility for my life, and now I'm earning six figures. And I'm like, whoa, what a jump in a year. Like, really, what a jump in a year. And so believe that you can earn more money. Just believe it. Trust and believe. I can earn more money. I can earn more money. It is possible. I see people all around me earning more money. You know, one of the things I love about my friend that I got to stay with this weekend, what a blessing that was, is that she's very transparent about her earnings. And it gives me something to aspire to. I'm like, ah, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. And I do so joyfully, like, yes, like, how awesome are you? Now, if you are a low-vibe, cynical human being, you might think that person, oh, they're just showing off, or who do they think they are? That's all a bunch of bullshit that will keep you broke. And so if you really want to take your life to the next level, trust and believe you can always earn more money. I don't care what field you're in. You can always earn more money. And I can hear somebody now intuitively saying, well, Amy, I don't have enough time. I've got this full-time job, and this is what I'm at the top of my earning bracket already for my field. And so if, in order for me to earn more money, I'd have to start a business. Well, if you want to earn more money, start a business. And you already are earning money now. How beautiful is that? So you get to take all your spare time and work on your business while you still have income coming in. What a blessing that is. So you just have to trust and believe you can earn more money. Okay, and number eight, last one. Now, this is where you got to really shift into the vibration of believing that you can earn more money by focusing on all the ways in which you can increase and welcome money into your life. So make this a game. Like I told a client this week, I was like, just, you know, he has a goal for a nest egg. And I said, I broke it up by week. And I was like, okay, just every week, ask yourself at the beginning of the week, make a note for yourself, ask yourself, how can I attract X number of dollars into my life this week? And allow it to come from everywhere. Like, we get so attached to money can only come one way, but in actuality, like, real true transformation means money can come from a host of places, and allow it. You might need to, you know, you might start researching ways to increase, to attract passive income. You might start researching ways in which you can grow a side hustle. And one of the exercises I often give to my clients is start with, for 7 days, make a list of 20 ways you can earn additional money, or a business idea. And every day, religiously, 20 ways you can earn more money or a business idea. And all, and in that time, you might not pursue any of those, or they may not seem feasible. If it's an idea that pops in your mind, write it down, because what you're doing in that time frame is you are taking your power back. Wow, there are a host of ways in which money can come to me. There are so many ideas for which I can create money. And when you do that, you suddenly create a new reality for yourself. Money starts to show up, opportunities start to show up, and you will be amazed by how powerful our vibrations really are in dictating the amount of money that exists in our life. So I hope you enjoy that. You know, of course, I'm leading up to something. I'm going to keep talking about money for the next few weeks, because I am getting ready to launch my Divine Money program again. I haven't done it in a couple of years, and I've just consistently heard over the last couple of months just talking to people who went through that program back in 2016 that they have dramatically shifted their life around money and abundance. And I'm like, whoa, I got to offer that again. So it'll probably be in the low hundreds range, and I'm thinking it'll probably be about 6 weeks. But don't quote me on that. So be checking my website and definitely tune in here for more information on when that opens. But if you are ready to increase your earnings, and I mean, I have a client who dramatically increased their earnings. You know, I have a client whose business doubled their profits from doing this program. So jump into that. So my Divine Money program will be up within the next couple of days. And if you just want some support on believing and a strategy for increasing your income, then definitely consider booking a session with me or a package. And I will help you in a very concentrated way increase your income and reach the goals that are heavy on your heart for 2019. All right. I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. It is always a pleasure to hang out with you. You can find me again at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And be sure to check out the audios. I have all these free audios for you to help you shift your mindset, to help you feel good about love, money, career, so that you are having a conversation in your mind that creates the life you truly want to live. Until next time, take care of yourself.